Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, August the 5th of 2008. It's all the geek. It's none of the wait. It's every single day.
Damn right.
How do we do it?
Steroids?
It's
no,
nutty.
It's not steroids.
It's all natural.
Damn, all natural awesomeness.
Herbs and supplements, sir.
Nothing
Emphasis
wrong with herbs.
On the herb. Oh, crazy talk. All right, well, sit right there across from me, as always, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, all the geeks, and see that there is Billy Flynn.
Calm down, there's plenty of me for everybody.
I know.
If not, I'll just have him draw me bigger.
Ha, ha, ha.
You do spread easily.
Thank
oh,
you. Oh, that
like
just happened.
Your mom.
Oh,
damn. Mama jokes. Have I sunk to this level?
Probably.
Yes,
Mama
I think
said knock
I
you
have.
Out.
I am the vicar.
I'm fanboy. Everyone calls me that. Even my folks.
Wow. If they spoke to me, they might.
Well, you know, you got to stop stealing mom's antiques to sell it for, like, Star Trek plates and stuff.
Hey, that's not funny. Everybody does that.
Uh-huh, sure.
Tuesday means new DVDs, kiddie, so we got that coming along. But as always, we start the programmy today. That's with the E on the end for
I like
our
that.
English listeners.
Like Archie and the gang with the ice cream shoppy.
Yeah, the shoppy. Wow. Here's the TV pages, baby. It's the Vegas callbacks.
Yeah?
The top acts from all the audition episodes take the stage on America's Got Talent. It's tonight on NBC. The two-part episode continues on Thursday. Plus, as if that weren't enough,
there's
Billy.
More?
There's more. A repeat of Celebrity Family Feud featuring The Office and My Name is Earl.
That hasn't been on that long. Okay, fine.
They got nothing else.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tonight on ABC on Wipeout. Tonight they have what they call Butt Kicker and Donut Stack Swing.
I rented a movie like that once. I actually have one of those.
I'm sure you do.
Hanging from my... All right, fine.
I follow that. Right after that's the two-hour season finale of I Survived a Japanese Game Show.
Well, listen, sir, the Power of Veto competition is tonight on Big Brother on CBS, which makes us all scream the question... Holy crap, is this show still on the air?
Apparently so. Tonight's CW, rerun of Reaper, in case you missed it. Tonight, Sam panics after Andy sees him behead a demon, because how do you explain that to a woman?
I know. What do you say?
It's my job. I'm supposed to behead a demon.
Women don't understand your work.
No.
Anyway, Amy on The Secret Life of the American Teenager finally tells her mother, Billy, tonight that she's pregnant.
Good thing to tell her before, you know, that baby bump starts getting way on out there.
It's on the ABC Family Channel. Mom is played by Molly Ringwald,
there
so
go.
There is that.
Always good.
Makes it okay.
Tonight on the Sci-Fi Channel, it's a little mini-marathon of Eureka, town full of geniuses, genii, however you pronounce that.
It's a mini-marathon.
It's a good show. And there's no Vern Troyer to be found dancing in his underwear. None.
Wow. CMT tonight, country music television, beloved by country music fans everywhere.
Yeah.
Blazing Saddles.
Of course it is.
Yeah, they love that show.
And it's a great double feature, too, because right before it, it's Dolly Parton and James Woods and Straight Talk.
Yes. Well, E
Just
tonight,
awesome.
E is showing, for no reason I can derive, is showing Showgirls. Because while I enjoy this film, the parts I like ain't going to be on E. You know what I mean?
There will be
no jiggly bits.
The bad acting is still there, so.
Well, right. That's all, though.
Tonight, AMC's got a guy movie marathon for you. It's John Wayne in Rio Bravo, John Wayne in Hondo, and John Wayne in The Searchers.
You know who loved Hondo?
John Wayne?
That would be Al Bundy, sir.
Oh, that's right.
Huge
that's right.
Hondo. When Hondo,
Hondo
was on TV. Yep, absolutely.
Hondo.
When Psycho Dad wasn't available,
you
watched
Psycho
Hondo.
Dad. Hondo.
Late Night Talk, Seth Rogen's on Daily Show, Robert Downey Jr.'s on Leno.
Tonight on FX, they're showing they're showing Ghost Ship with Juliana Margulies and Ron Eldard. Not that good of a movie, but I got to mention it. Tonight, though, if I'm watching anything, I am watching the Family Channel, because right after Molly Ringwald, a grounded teen must outsmart her father to attend a party. Tonight, Ashley Tisdale and Kevin Pollak star in Picture This.
God, I'll bet you wackiness ensues.
I bet you Picture This on the Family Channel. Doesn't that mean she's going to be taking pictures with her camera and it showed up on her MySpace page, and next thing you know, there's a scandal?
I don't know, but I'm thinking near the end it's going to be heartwarming.
Aw.
I could be mistaken, but I think so.
I'm
all right.
Hoping for the slumber
party. It's Tuesday,
party.
April the 5th. From the news page, we lost Obi-Wan on this day in 2000.
Sir
Alec Guinness died in England at the age of 86 on this day in 2000. Supposedly died, you know, he just sort of faded.
Yeah.
Right? He still turns up.
They
Mark Hamill wakes
empty
up every
roads.
Now and again. You think of Mark Hamill every night says, go away, dude, it's over.
No, Luke, you must let go.
Lonnie Anderson is 62 today and still crawling all over the hood of...
still do Lonnie Anderson.
Crawling all over the hood of all of our cars.
Yes, indeed.
Tawny Kitaen.
Oh, Lord of mercy.
It's 47
Here
today.
Here I go again.
Absolutely.
On my own.
That's what I'm talking about. I couldn't tell you.
Oh,
the,
sir. I thought that was your
cue. I couldn't tell you the Whitesnake song that that's from. You've sung it now. I could have told you that,
again.
But I remember the video.
Oh.
Because
wait.
Every. Hello, anybody around our age. Sure,
dude.
The legendary nipple slip. Tawny Kitaen crawling all over your car. Hello.
Oh, and then it'll turn around and she's in Bachelor Party. Fantastic.
My word. Those were the days, sir.
Ah, Monique Gabrielle was in Bachelor Party, too.
Let's just stop a moment.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
You know who else was in Bachelor Party?
Who?
Wendy Jo Sperber.
Listen
she
up!
Was,
it's time
she?
For mail call!
Yeah, no nude scenes.
No. But she was in that little outfit there.
She was in a little outfit. Yes, I'll give you that. All right, couple of pieces of mail from, oh, look, from the patron saint.
What?
We need to get a sounder.
Okay.
We need to get some kind of a, you know, sort of like...
Say his name. Let's see how this works.
Podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
Fred Garvin, male prostitute.
Not the one, but
not
we'll keep working
All right,
on it.
We'll keep working on that. The patron saint of GRD Podcasting's Rich Siegfried says, it's about, it's about time you guys mentioned the middleman. I told you guys about it a month ago. Yeesh. Way to stay current, guys. Now I'm getting back to GRD episode July 28. Damn.
Wait.
All right.
So we got to be current, and he's still on last month's show.
I know. I know.
We
got to
be current, and where is Mr. Adventure?
So, dude,
did, no, I did
there.
Not.
So
no,
the middleman
no.
that is also an ABC Family Channel.
Someone
show.
Did write us. He did tell us about that, and I totally forgot about it because he
a
didn't.
Geeky show?
I think
it
we were
clever.
Actually speaking to each other, yeah. Maybe even at a con. And who the hell remembers things there? It's
it,
a daze.
It does look clever. You're right. We'll try to check in.
I do
that,
need to see that
at some point. I have both the mails, so I'll read them. Hey guys, here's a picture, and he attached it, and we can put it in the schnotes if you want, but everybody but me knows. Here's a picture of Fanboy for the Vicar's reference.
Ooh.
He's essentially Wayne Knight in shorts, a way too tight shirt and cape from Dave. Dave
that's,
sent us that. And
that's
I
true,
that.
Sir.
So and I forwarded that to you if we want to put a link to a picture of Fanboy in the schnotes.
I might as well.
You can if you want to. I don't care. That's all the mail we got. Hello?
Is
that's
it?
Lame. What's up with that? Email us, would you? Podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com. Surely there's something you hate about the show that you could write us about.
You could have wrote in about, maybe everyone hates the fact that, you know, we were sort of gone for all
maybe,
of last
yeah.
week or whatever. So write in and tell
but
us about
that.
That.
Sure,
yeah.
It doesn't have to be...
it doesn't have to be complimentary.
You don't have to,
if
exactly.
we waited for complimentary mail...
If you hate something, write to us. Just write to us. Well, yeah, all right, Tuesday means DVDs, new DVDs, also geekily news. It's all coming up on this here Tuesday, August 5th, 08 edition of Geek Radio Daily.
We're here at Geek Label Laboratories to discover if wearing quality Geek Label T-shirts will actually make you smarter. Joining us today is Rodney.
Blinky lights, pretty.
Now we'll outfit Rodney in a sweet as love Geek Label T-shirt. Now we'll introduce Rodney to Schrodinger's cat in the hopes that he will successfully explain the inadequacy of early quantum mechanical theory.
Ooh, tastes like chicken.
Rodney, no.
Snack size, snack size.
Look smart and feel fly in your custom Geek Label T-shirt, ladies tee, or any of the many styles now available, including grilling aprons. You pick the style, you pick the color. We do the rest. Will Geek Label products actually make you smarter?
Geek coherence make Rodney hungry.
No, dumbass. They're custom T-shirts. They're not magic T-shirts. Another fine product from GeekLabel.com.
Come listen to Wapcaplets at Wapcaplets.net, a gaming podcast where you're in and out in 5 minutes.
Once again, like your mom.
Oh!
Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, August the 5th, 2008. All the geek without the weight, Flynn and the Vicar coming at you, looking at your private parts, sifting through your sock drawer. We're there.
You are in just a mood today.
I know.
Moms
I know.
And private parts, mom's private
I'm sorry.
Parts.
I'm sorry.
That's
all right,
fine.
Let's talk about DVDs.
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
You don't have to.
What you like, yo.
What do I like?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, then let me scroll down on the list. What do I like?
It's not in order of preference.
No, it's just in order of stuff that comes out.
Right.
Dude, Doctor Who, the Five Doctors Anniversary 2-Disc Edition is out today.
I seen that.
This is where you had, well, William Hartnell had passed away, so there's a little clip of him, but there's someone playing him, and then you got all the other Doctors, except for Tom Baker, who was only in there in a little film loop because he didn't want to be in the show. But it's fantastic.
Oh, damn.
You've got all the companions, you've got all the Doctors. It's just a damn fine time. The Master's in there. Have a good time with it.
You got Nim's Island.
See, that's at the very top of my list, but it's not my favorite.
It's out today, yo.
You can't stop it.
I don't know much about Nim's Island, but it's
a young
out.
Girl named Nim is on an island. Her dad disappears.
Yeah,
Jodie Foster's her favorite author and comes by to help her find him.
I don't care.
Okay, Starship Troopers 3 Marauder is out today, which, dude, brings back Casper Van Dien.
Yes!
Just what the world's been asking for.
My favorite actor named Casper.
Really?
Also, the Starship Troopers numbers 1 through 3 boxed set.
Yeah,
you can own it today. Along with
really
Get Smart Season 1.
Yes!
What's up with that not having been out till now?
They were doing a very special thing where you'd like Time Life for somebody, one of these places where you had to buy it online. You couldn't buy it in stores, and now it's available in stores.
That's crazy, like John Wayne Gacy.
Oh, wow, look at you with a crazy clown reference. Code Monkey Season 1's out today, which I love this show. It's set in a video game place in about 1982-ish, and the entire animation is done 8-bit video game style. It's incredibly, incredibly funny.
Family Ties Season 4. What would we do, baby, without drugs?
Oh,
well,
wow.
It was the 80s.
Hey, the complete collection of Beastmaster is out today.
You scared
this
me a
is
little
the
bit.
TV show,
you
not the
beastly.
Not the movie series that had Mark Singer and Tanya
you
Roberts.
You gave the ferret growl when you did that. Oh, yes. Stop that. Stop it. That's mean. WWE SummerSlam, the complete anthology. Holy crap, wrestling fans, you should see this thing. It's the size of a suitcase.
Wow.
It is huge. So if you're a wrestling fan, check that out.
You can't deny that. Sir, today one of my guilty pleasures from days gone by is out where a private eye is tracking down a girl who's run away. As he's searching, he comes across a gang of chainsaw-wielding prostitutes.
Yes.
That like to carve people up for their
Saw
cults.
This.
Gunnar Hansen, Linnea Quigley, Hollywood Chainsaw Hookers.
Hell
I
yeah.
love that stupid movie.
There's a bunch of 80s movies out today under
Crazy.
The banner of I Love the 80s Editions. I've looked into them. By and large, nothing added to the set except common packaging
yep.
and a CD
yep.
with some 80s music on it. So I'm not even going to mention them because I officially don't care. After
Better all. Off Dead, though. Better Off Dead gets the original movie poster. On
well,
the,
that's cool.
So that's cool. Other than that, yeah. Yeah,
Heroes and Heroines box set. This is an old Saturday morning cartoon set. Did you see this? It's got
really?
Black Star. It's got... oh, crap. I can't even remember the other. It's got a slew of Saturday morning 80s cartoons together.
Really?
The Heroes and Heroines box set. Probably you ought to look into it. You
I
ought
should.
To pull that up on Amazon because I think you'd like that.
Okay, I'll have to do that real quickly.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view.
All right.
So let's just go ahead and start this with an idiot in Thailand.
Oh,
a Thailand idiot student murdered a taxi driver trying to recreate a scene from Grand Theft Auto.
I read this.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks.
We need that.
That's exactly what I
need. The video gaming community really needs that. Thanks, dude.
What's this guy's name? Paul Wachino, 18 years old, was said to be an obsessive player and stabbed a 50-year-old driver of a cab 10 times. He wanted to find out if it was easy in real life to rob a taxi as it was in the game.
What the hell's
Thank
wrong
you,
with you, man?
You unhinged freak. You couldn't do this with Cookin' Mama or something
right.
else?
Right.
Thanks.
All right. From Newsarama, Yahoo Movies has the trailer for Wonder Woman, the new direct-to-DVD animated feature from Warner Brothers. Movie debuts in February, but the trailer is available. We'll have the link in the schnooch.
Sweet. So PBS has decided that they're going to cut from its weekday syndication, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
No!
Yes, sir.
Dude, that's wrong.
And people have started a website, SaveMrRogers.com. They're fighting PBS's plans to change the once-a-day airing to Mr. Rogers that's just been there for decades and decades. In fact, this guy, Brian Linder, says it's something I feel strongly about, not because of my own nostalgic feelings for the program,
no,
but because I feel it is such a special, nurturing voice in the lives of children. You know, Mr. Rogers began in 1962... 15-minute little program ran until, what, 2001 was the season finale? You can't, Mr. Rogers and PBS, that just goes together, man. It's got to be.
All right, Dark Horizon says there's a new Scooby-Doo. Direct to DVD, yes, it's called Scooby-Doo in the Beginning. It tells the tale of the dog Scooby-Doo and his human mystery adventurers during their early years. None of the cast from the first two were
really?
In it.
Not even the original CGI Scooby-Doo they used?
I think even he
wow.
turned this down.
Ruh-roh.
He didn't come.
Space websites around the world have just been speculating like mad about what NASA's latest Mars probe may have found. John Clark, a geologist with the Mars Society of Australia, a group dedicated to Martian exploration, said that the report that they have found something which has new potential for life is totally exciting. Chat groups are speculating about what they found. We've had emails flying backwards and forwards. Something is certainly in the breeze. And, sir, while it has not been said officially yet, they might have found poo on Mars.
Wow. We're looking for that. Looking
now,
for water.
Looking for water.
Found poo.
Well, you normally okay. you poo near your water.
Well, true. Yeah.
Ancient Martian toilets.
All right.
The
finally,
three seashells were there.
Finally, from IGN Variety Video Games reporter and reviews editor Ben Fritz reports he's touched base with Sony Pictures, Lord and Master of the Ghostbusters franchise, and a rep there confirmed the studio is working with Activision Blizzard to evaluate various options surrounding the release of the Ghostbusters video game. The post goes on to say Sony has taken time to reevaluate the marketing of the game to potentially coincide with the 25th anniversary of the original film in 09. 9.
They've delayed it. They're bastards.
They delayed it again, but they say it is still in the works. It's just delayed. It hasn't been pulled. It's just delayed. They are working on it. And I think if they do try to coincide it with the anniversary, that just means better things, probably. That much more promotional time.
I put my money on it already, man.
Oh, did you really?
Yes!
That's why you're mad.
I'm mad!
That $50!
God!
All right,
jerks.
Fine. Geek Radio Daily, a production of Real Media Radio Network. Subscribe through iTunes and please review us while we're there. Trying
Pretty
to crack
please.
30 reviews, you know? You'd think it would be easy.
Crack those 30s.
Oh, well. Join the forums at geekradiodaily.com for some social geek working. Don't miss GRD Weekly. Don't miss the new store at cafepress.com. Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0 U.S. license. Email us, please, at podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, or The Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
Phew! Somebody make a lighthearted comment so we can all laugh and go home.